How did this project come about? Just lay the foundations. How did it all start?
We're a community and charitable business, basically. We've got community and customers at heart. You know, from day one, we donated money to every install and things like that. For me personally, it's kind of my nature. I've always wanted to do things like do something like this and help people in any way I can. The way it came about was I had that idea a few months back, you know, because just from doing this job and speaking to customers on a daily basis, I could see myself the need for it. I could see myself people really, really struggling and times just getting worse with the cost of living crisis, fuel, energy bills, etc. You know, it's pretty abundantly clear that there's a major issue for a lot of people in Fife. So I had the idea, and the first thing I wanted to do was approach the Cottage Family Centre, who I had connections with in Cozy Kingdom, to basically run my idea past them, because I thought these are the guys that will know whether what I'm wanting to do has any kind of substance and whether it's a good idea. Both of them loved it, had great enthusiasm from both of them. They've been fantastic to help me. There was the Cottage are partnering with me on this. So once I spoke to them, it kind of gave me the boost I needed to actually get this into motion. So I came up with an idea, set up the company, got everything sorted. It's taken a couple of months to get to this stage, which is why on my social media I've been doing some work for Cozy Kingdom, just to kind of build up the story, because this was always the end game, but I needed a bit of time to get going. So that was always the end game that we're looking at. So there's loads of people out there that need our help. And if I can help some people, that's the aim of the game, basically.
The story in the Courier was about that gentleman who, am I right in saying, he didn't have any hot water for 2 years?
I think it's 2.5, actually. So when I first approached Cozy, obviously, I spoke to the guy there, Bruce. He said, you know, I said, I was going to take a bit of time to get this set up. He said, well, can you help people right now? I've got people that could do with your help just now. So he passed on some details. So yeah, the gentleman there, he was, I think he was the first one we did. 2.5 years, no heat and hot water. It breaks your heart when you see this and when you speak to him. So we managed to help, you know, a few times, managed to help him. Then we had a woman, 6 months, no heating and hot water. Although we're obviously going to predominantly deal with private people who own their property, being a small business, we're under 2 years old. So we're not a business been going for 10, 20 years. So the cost of everything, we can only do so much, and we have a kind of a ceiling that we can go past. And so that's why this project is so important, because those people that we can't help, we can help with this. And I've already got people on a list there needing to be helped. So we'll see how we get on.
How long is your list?
It's not that big at the moment. I've got about 3 or 4 people. But again, that's not from... no one knows about this. So I'm assuming that list is going to get a lot bigger when more people see this, which is frightening. So I'm just hoping, obviously, that people can find it in their hearts and if they can afford to help us out, so we can help them.
And how much money do you need to raise for this project so that you can get that help out to people who need it?
I've not got a set limit. Like on the GoFundMe, I've just started off with 5,000, because if I can achieve that, fantastic. This is an ongoing thing. I don't have a target of hit 10,000 and then I stop. It'll be something that we could continue and carry on until there's not a need for it, which I'm sure that'll never be the case. So there's no set budget, but the only thing is, if there's no money in the kind of pot, I can only do so much. So as long as that money keeps coming in, then we can do that. And obviously my company, on every install from now on, we're going to be donating £25 to this as well, so that there will be some money going in every week to do that.
Final question from me. It's obviously a difficult time for everybody at the moment, given the cost of living crisis, but I imagine, given what you're aiming to do to help others, that the generosity of Fifers will become apparent, and that hopefully you'll raise whatever you need so that you can get that help out to people.
Yeah, exactly that. I didn't know this at the time, but when I met one of the charities, they told me, they advised me, there's a gentleman down south called James Anderson, company called Defer, I think he is. He does something like this. It's a bit different. He does it in England. So I actually contacted him, and he's been fantastic, giving me loads of advice, loads of help. It was him who told me to set the community interest company up. But when I look at that, and I see the amount of generosity people are down there, and I know it'll be exactly the same up here. There's people, if they can afford it, would love to help. And when the word spreads, obviously look people to kind of help out, fundraise, do things like that. I'm hoping that's obviously going to happen in the near future. I'll be doing things myself, my company, and my friends and family. But yeah, I've no doubt people will see the cause and will want to help. It's just a case of everyone's in a kind of cost of living crisis just now, so it's not the ideal situation. But I'm sure if we can get the message out there, enough people can see this, I'm sure we'll be okay.
Thank you so much for your time. It's been good to hear from you, and all the best of the project.
Thank you very much.